You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm an atheist, and I don't get what religion is all about. I've put down Christians for years, but then I heard this guy judge all Muslims, and I felt really bad. I want a better way of looking at things.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm going to keep it loud.
And Jed Brewer.
Will you keep it proud?
Well,
that's a
we'll
different
see.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, in a lot of ways. You can be one without the other, Jed.
I'm generally loud and ashamed.
Okay, so. slightly skittish about your loudness. I think that's right. We are answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Our friend says, I'm an atheist, and I don't get what religion is all about. I put down Christians for years, but then I heard this guy judge all Muslims, and I felt really bad. I want a better way of looking at things. Obviously, we tend to take questions from the other side of it, from people who are wondering about the faith thing, but it's a pretty cool perspective to have, and Glenn, we actually deal with quite a number of people who don't really get the whole religion thing in our day job on the street. So what do you tell folks?
For sure. Well, I think there is a thing of judging everyone in a religion based on a few bad actors here. And it can even be a majority of people in that belief system.
It can certainly be the ones you see on TV.
Absolutely right. But it's important for us, whether it's a prejudice in a religious sense or in a racial or ethnic sense or sexual preference or any of those areas, it's important for us to take people as individuals, to not lump them together. That really gets us in a prejudicial place. It gets us, takes us down a really dark and ugly road. I think it's important, though, for you to recognize as an atheist that for us as Christians, we are more offended by those bad actors than you are. So that we do understand the negativity and why you feel turned off by that.
I think you're absolutely right. And Jed, maybe you can speak to that. In our day job and doing the stuff we do at the jailhouse and on the streets, we deal with a lot of churches, we deal with a lot of other ministries, and we deal with a lot of Christians who we don't particularly like either. So we can kind of understand where you're coming from.
We're right there with you, man. I appreciate your honesty. The truth is that a lot of people have bad experiences with religion because there are a lot of religious people who are huge jerks. Mm-hmm. If that's part of your experience, I'm really sorry. And all of us are. And if you got treated really badly by religious people and said, count me out, no one can blame you for that.
That's
and,
right.
And we don't blame you for that. And we want to be honest, too, that in the long, terrible history of mankind, a lot of awful stuff has been done in the name of God and in the name of religion. We're not pretending otherwise. So if you, likewise, if you look at your own experience, if you look at the history and say, man, I can't roll with that. You know, you got wars, you got persecutions, you got awful stuff. You know, count me out. We're not looking down on you for that. We're not judging on you for that. And we get that you would look at that and say, man, that's not my scene. We found in our own lives that faith can actually be something beautiful and can be something worthwhile and whatnot, but no one's asking you to pretend like there isn't awful stuff that gets done in the name of it along the way.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think the thing that our friend, it sounds like they're starting to question, is there's a difference in some correlation and some causation there.
Yeah.
Of one might say, a lot of Cubs fans are jerks. Am I pandering a little bit to Q-Rock rocking the Southland? Yes. I think it's going to work out. But one could say a certain percentage of people are jerks.
Right.
That just happens to be true of Cubs fans, too. Maybe it's
right.
Not being a Cubs fan that makes them a jerk.
Exactly right.
And if you're willing to open yourself up, as Glenn exactly put it, push through a prejudice about a group, even if that's a religious group, you might find something more under the surface when you get more into that on when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Even when
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like small bears.
And Jed Brewer?
I do, too. I'm gonna go with yes.
He was talking bad about
Cubs joke.
Ah, Cubs, yes. Sport.
So confused is Jed by your sport reference that even one that doesn't have anything to do with sports flummoxed him.
Sport!
Well, we accept Jed, even though he doesn't know about the sports, and we got a question that comes in a bit on that tip from a friend who wrote into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. They said, I'm an atheist, and I don't get what religion is all about. I've put down Christians for years, but then I heard this guy judge all Muslims, and I felt really bad. I want a better way of looking at things. So, Jed, what can we say to help a friend out here?
Well, look, people turn to faith, I believe, because they're asking the big question of why. In other words, science can tell us why the sky is blue, but it actually can't tell us what makes life worth living. It doesn't have the power to do that. So for that, we can turn to faith. Some people turn to art. Some people turn to romance. But people generally need a question. They want an answer to that question, why, and they turn to something to do that. And, of course, people who practice religion, they've turned to faith as a way of answering that question. Some of them may do a pretty bad job at answering that question and using that thing to answer that question, but that's why they're doing it. And I think it's worth recognizing that we can respect that process, even if we don't think they're doing a terribly good job of finding what they're looking for.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the respect is a big thing on that. Glenn, you brought prejudice in our first segment, and it's an interesting thing that we don't normally do to look at what our friend is talking about here about feeling a way about religious people, the way we would look at prejudice towards other groups, and that kind of intent to understand can be a big way of pushing past that. A prejudiced person might say all people of this skin color are poor because they're lazy, whereas someone who wants to push through that, maybe understand a little more, would find other underpinnings and societal structures in that. And
right.
How can that apply to Christians?
Absolutely right. I think it's important for us to recognize, as Jed's saying here, science can't answer the questions that are most important to us. You know, my dad was a rocket scientist. He helped put men on the moon, and this is what he would always say. Is, you know, science can't explain everything. You can't use it as one tool to fix all problems. It can't explain, science can't explain why I fell in love with this woman instead of this woman. Science can't explain why I love this song and I hate this song. You know, I love AC/DC, but, you know, Taylor Swift doesn't do it for me. Science can't explain
that. I'm glad that Glenn has joined me on the pandering train.
That's right. Doot, doot. Yeah. But here's what I'm saying is the science can't explain those things to us. And as Jed is saying, we can respect that journey to look to art, to look to romance, to look beyond the physical and beyond the world of science to get answers to what life is really all about.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. It's an interesting point you bring up about your dad. One of the funny things about all three people you hear on this show is we all come from actually very scientific areas. Glenn grew up around NASA. I grew up around the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Jed grew up around a lot of kind of academic college stuff. And we all knew people who had as many scientific credentials as you want. I'm talking about worked on the Human Genome Project level. And they are Christians. They are people of faith because it makes sense to them.
That's right.
And the more you can look at why does this make sense to you, why does this work for you, you might find out something that's really worth finding out. We're going to come back to look at that more on The Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like AC/DC, and I don't care who knows it.
Fair enough. And Jed Brewer?
Dude, I like AC/DC, too. We should hang out.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There's this magic happening on the show tonight, folks. People are connecting. It's all going down.
Making friends.
We're also answering a question that our friend wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, as you're welcome to do if you have a question for us. They said, I'm an atheist and I don't get what religion is all about. I've put down all Christians for a lot of years, but then I heard a guy judging all Muslims and I felt really bad about that. I want a better way of looking at things. So, Glenn, we kind of looked at some of the underpinnings, some of the ideas behind this, but what do we tell our friend about if they want to actually do something and move into a phase of exploring this?
Well, I think the main thing to do is to find people whose life you respect, people who you admire, who have a particular faith point of view. I think it's tough for us to get our minds around a religion and then get our minds around all the people in that religion and what they do with it. That's too big of a decision to try and embrace all of that. If I can deal with one individual whose life I respect, then I can say, well, I don't want to follow maybe that whole religion, but I want to be on what this person is on because I can see what it's doing in their life and how it changes the way that they live their life in this community.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And Jed, we talked a little bit in an earlier segment about how the type of people who are the loudest and the most prominent may not actually be the type of people we want to look at when following this way. So where do we find folks like this?
It's a great question. The thing I would encourage you to look for, if you're basically saying, I'd like to get to a place where I can, you know, respect and not prejudge at least some people of faith, I think the thing you want to look at is you evaluate a tree, you recognize a tree by its fruit, which is a cool idea I just came up with.
Mm.
And what that means is look at outcomes. You know, people, they say, you know, God, faith, religion, and therefore peace, hope, and love, but are they actually doing anything to make the world a better place? You know, is suffering lessened because they are in this world? If that's true, then that's something to respect. Even if you don't buy or subscribe to the philosophy or the viewpoint that got them to that point, you can completely respect and applaud the actions and the outcome of the actions. And I think that's the thing that we want to look at is finding people whose work we can admire and respect, even if we're not prepared to subscribe to the same beliefs that got them there.
Right.
You're absolutely right, and we'll give you a place to start on that. It's one we can heartily recommend because it's us. We've mentioned on the show before that we have day jobs working with folks in the inner city, folks who might have addiction, folks who might have gangs, folks at the jailhouse. So that's all under the umbrella of kind of our parent organization that Glenn founded called Mission USA. You can head over to missionusa.com, click on the About Us tab. You're going to find about the things we do. You're going to find about what we believe that makes us do those things we do. Find a little bit of story about each of us. And importantly, you'll find other organizations we partner with. If you want to branch that out, we probably partner with a church in your area if you hear this radio station. You can also find some cool resources. We use some other podcasts. We have blogs. Glenn has a blog, unkaglenn.com, unkaglenn.com, where there's a more full answer to a question very much like this. But you can find, if you don't know anybody in here, if you've never done the Christian thing, don't know anybody does it, you can at least start off at missionusa.com, and we'll be right back on The Bridge Loud.
Yeah. Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And Jed Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very eager in the final segment.
Yeah.
Time's ticking down, folks. We are answering a question from our friend who wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, as you are welcome to do. If you have a question, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. They said, I'm an atheist, and I don't get what religion is all about. I've put down all Christians for years, but then I heard this guy judging all Muslims, and I felt really bad about it. I want a better way of looking at things. We've given you some background, we've given you some underpinnings, we've given you some things you can do, but now we're going to give you something a little different, something a little extra, something that's just between us. You may call it secret.
The secret sauce.
That's right. And Glenn, you, as we pointed out, you've been in They say there are no atheists in foxholes. There are certainly atheists at the jailhouse and on the street, and you've been dealing with those people for a lot of time, people who are curious and have been burned by the church. That's actually a lot of what we do in our day jobs, looking at that. So what do you tell folks on this?
Well, I think ultimately, you know, we were talking earlier about music and art and all these other things that we look to find meaning and to explore what it's all about. And, you know, there's one theme that kind of keeps coming up over and over in all those things, and that's the idea of love. You know, the idea that we need love, the idea that there has to be a something beyond me that cares about me to help me find definition in my life. I'm not an island. I can't just exist entirely on my own. And I think that in many ways we were born sort of dependent on love in that way, that we need it the way we need oxygen, the way that we need water and so forth. And for me, entering into a relationship with God was the point at which I found that love that I had been looking for. This is the thing that I've been the thing that would meet that addiction 100% and allow me to be finally satisfied in all that.
Absolutely. Jed, one final thing to throw on there?
I would just echo what Glenn says. You know, I reached a point in my life where I wasn't receiving a lot of love, and in truth, I wasn't loving myself. And I didn't really know what to do with that. But as I read the Bible and as I explored this guy named Jesus, I became convinced even if I didn't love me very much, he really did. There was somebody that loved me that would keep on loving me despite my mistakes and screw ups. And for me, that gave me kind of a new source of strength and a new source of fuel to make some changes in my life, to stop telling myself that I was worthless and to start living, you know, a different way in a different kind of life. And I've found that sense of love has continued to be a source of strength and a source of fuel. And if you're in a place where you're not sure if you love yourself and you're looking for something to do about that, the Jesus thing worked for me. I think it's something for you to think about in your own life.
Absolutely. And we'll be back with you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.